Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of June 2010. It is good to be back in the saddle after taking 3 days off to be with my family and recalibrate. I've only gotten into 5 or 6 articles in the first hour, so I'm going to attempt in this hour to go over a smattering of other important news and take your phone calls. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, meaning we're not just going to be a radio show. We're going to simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv with the document cam, with the full video production that we at least do during the third and fourth hour every day. A lot of days we do the entire show. A lot of days, of course, 3 hours, like we're about to do today, or to be technical, 2 hours and 52 minutes. So we're going to be going live at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up in the next segment for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Of course, the radio show is the largest independent private radio broadcast in the world, the most powerful alternative media transmission on the globe, and we're recognized by the Washington Post, MSNBC, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. They all recognize the fact that we are the number one independent broadcast in the world, independent of their false left-right paradigm, independent of their constraints, independent of their mind control. What a responsibility. And we will be simulcasting that at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. You finance the bandwidth and the websites and the IT end. Without you, we couldn't do it. And you get all of my films in the highest quality online. My book, Paul Watson's book, The Live / Radio TV Show in higher quality bitrate in the podcast. We also, of course, premiere our films there first. That's where you see them first, not just on DVD. And we're also authorized in the past to post many other great films like Camp FEMA, which we just posted up there last week. And, of course, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, How to Take Over Our Counties via the Sheriff Peacefully, How to Take Over Our State Houses under the 9th and 10th Amendment, such an important film produced by Gary Franchi and William Lewis. Those just went up there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Expanded extras that are not in my films. On the DVDs, those are available at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have finished the new side of the building and are finishing up the TV studio over there right now. I'm going to start a television program that is going to be for PrisonPlanet.tv members that we're also developing for television. But again, funding is what makes all of this possible, so I want to thank all of you for your support in the past. When you buy a book, a T-shirt, a DVD, a film, at InfoWars.com, your purchase of the books, the videos, the materials, not just the films I've made, but the films and books we carry in the online video bookstore, finances this entire operation. So InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 to get films like Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Terror Storm, Endgame, Truth Rising, Don't Tread on Me, Camp FEMA, Police State 4. It's all available at InfoWars.com. You can also write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And we've got deals where you can get the films as low as $4.95 when you get multiple copies. A lot of the films are half price or 75% off. We just want to move these videos out the door and to you in the mail so you can make copies of them and get them out to everyone you know. Again, InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And if you don't like our Yahoo cart, a lot of folks like it. We've had it for 8 years. We have a new cart that we host and run, and that's linked up at the shopping link at InfoWars.com as well. Just up at the top, you see that it says shopping cart, shopping. You can click on that and see our new shopping cart as well. Some more choices for folks out there, different ways to support us. All right, we're going to come back to live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going to do a ton of news. Stay with us.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right. hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bathwater. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are now 8 minutes into this second hour today. We're going to have open phones in this hour and the next. The toll-free number to join us on air for first-time callers. In the fourth hour today, it'll be wide open phones for everyone. But in the first section of calls we're going to take today, I want to leave it open for first-time callers on the oil spill, on the demonization of the Tea Party, set to kick off into a new level tonight with Chris Matthews of MSNBC. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Again, we've been live for the last hour and 8 minutes, but we are simulcasting now at PrisonPlanet.tv for video viewers out there. And I just want to say something. I can't believe the amount of attention this radio show is starting to get, that my films are starting to get, that our news websites are attaining. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It is nothing less than mind-blowing what has been unfolding. The Drudge Report is now linking to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on average 3 times a week. That's a big deal. We are being discussed on Japanese television and radio, Russian television radio, the biggest newspapers and magazines in France, in Germany, in a positive way. They say a prophet is not known in his own country. I am being demonized by Mother Jones, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, MSNBC, Salon, articles 3 or 4 a day. We have hit the zeitgeist. We have really hit the zeitgeist. And I want to say something right here. I am ashamed of the job I've done in the past. I do not get arrogant or on a power trip when I have this level of success. In fact, it's the opposite. I'm ashamed of the job I've done. Because I never intended to be this successful. I just was angry about attacks on the Second Amendment, attacks on the Bill of Rights, attacks on the Constitution, attacks on private property, abortion, dehumanization, the private Federal Reserve, out of control taxation. I was really a mainline libertarian Ron Paul type 15, 16 years ago. And when I get up here and say that pedophile rings are one of the biggest cults or guilds running Washington, that's just what the facts always show. When I get up here, in fact, where's my newest article that Watson wrote that you guys had just brought into me? Because you said it was in here, the one about population reduction. You had said it was in here. Yeah, just give me another one because it's not here. Thanks. When MSNBC demonizes me and says I'm insane because I talk about how the globalists want a world government to carry out an orderly population reduction, all I'm reading is State Department memorandums. All I'm reading is the 1996 UN Biological Diversity Assessment. All I'm reading is the Times of London with the headline, "Ultra Rich Meet in Secret to Discuss Overpopulation." I mean, we actually in this office read, Aaron Dykes and I, the hundreds and hundreds of pages of the 76 new vaccines being funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and upwards of half of them are for covert sterilization. Now, let me be clear about, you know, the point of saying I'm ashamed of the job I've done. I'm proud of the fact I've had a pure heart. I'm proud of the fact that I've been like a bulldog and never let go. I'm proud of the fact that my heart's been in the right place, but I can't help but look at all the opportunities I've had and the squandered opportunities to wake people up and the mistakes I've made. But then I understand that historically nobody's perfect. None of us have all of the answers. And then I've done the best I could. And then I'm trying right now to really go to the next level, to grow up, and to be more focused and more serious, and to really get in depth into every subject I cover. Instead of just grazing over the surface, because I can't just make a pronouncement, even if I've documented it 1,000 times in the past, on every TV show, on every radio show, in every article we write, in everything we do, in every film I make, I can't just condense the info and make a claim without going back and pointing to all the proof we've put on, because this information is so incredible, people are going to have trouble believing it, but if we're able to show them the proof each time, then no matter how outrageous it is, it can be something that supercharges their awakening. I know it's crazy that every top globalist openly writes books and makes statements about forcibly sterilizing us, covertly sterilizing us, and bringing in an authoritarian world government to establish neo-feudalism. But that's what Peter Singer and Dr. Pianka and Holdren and Paul Ehrlich, I mean, that's all. There's more of them than you can shake a stick at. Any direction you look, once you understand this is going on, it's all they talk about. It's all they do. The guys printed a bunch of news for me today that was on the websites that I hadn't even read, so I didn't get back till last night. And there's got to be four or five mainstream news articles about how great it is to not have any children. First, it's only have one. Now it's don't have any. And should there be taxes on having more than one kid? And, oh, Bill and Melinda Gates, you know, have gotten $200 billion from Warren Buffett and themselves and others. Now they want $400 billion others. They want tax breaks for the elite to give their money to eugenics. That's mainstream news today. Folks, this is real. And Chris Matthews writes a big hit piece, MSNBC and cover-up of manifestly provable population control plan. And MSNBC the last two nights, they've attacked me on multiple shows. I found out Chris Matthews has been hitting me night after night, some of other shows on MSNBC. And on every show, they say, I'm going to cause violence. I'm calling for violence. I'm stirring up violence. And that's in the script we got that one of their people leaked us because they're concerned for the television program Rise of the Right that's going to air tonight. And I'm the finale of the program. You know, I'm the king of the crazies, in their words. And they just said that I'm completely insane and there's no plan to reduce world population. Now, Pat Buchanan was on the panel. And I'm not attacking Pat here, but the issue is, he was in the Nixon White House, and I've seen his name in papers concerning forced population reduction that Nixon and Kissinger and George Herbert Walker Bush were obsessed with. And Pat Buchanan has actually written about this in the past, and he wrote about this in Death of the West, and he knows fully about it, and he sat there and kept his mouth shut during this. He was in the White House at a high level when State Department Memorandum 200 was secretly published and circulated to the CIA under the orders of Richard Milhouse Nixon. And when George Herbert Walker was sent to China to sign the secret treaty for a one-child policy and that China would be given hundreds of billions in tax incentives in the U.S., that is, U.S. companies would be in the aggregate, and lowered tariffs in the aggregate that would, you know, just tens of trillions, to move industry there if they would have a one-child policy and be a model for world government in this secret alliance between China and the United States that's now been declassified. Where the two countries actually looked at nuking Russia together. And, of course, it's now been declassified as the headlines have been everywhere that McCarthy was right. The Pentagon ran the Soviet Union, basically, except for a short time when Stalin broke away and kicked Trotsky out. Then he came over here and founded the neocons. That's on record. And that they put him in power and that Mao Zedong was put in power by the CIA in 49. I mean, that is all declassified now. Think of how monstrous and evil our government is. Mao, you got too many Chinese. You'll never be stable. If you kill tens of millions of them, and if you set up a one-child policy, the money's going to flow. This is in 49. And that's why the CFR says the Chinese century and how America's done. Because China is the model. But I digress. Look, I don't care if Chris Matthews demonizes me. I don't care if Chris Matthews is trying to set me up for a fall. I don't care if Chris Matthews is framing me. I can't shut up knowing this information. We're going to come back, get to these video clips, analyze it. Then we'll get into the oil spill, your phone calls, and a lot more. Stay with us.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
What I was trying to say in so many words last segment is, I am humbled. By the incredible attention this broadcast has given worldwide. And I am doing my very best to be 100% accurate and to be as informative as I can be here each and every day. I want you to know that, and I understand more and more the responsibility I have. And I also want to ask listeners for your support, whether it be by spreading the word about the broadcast or defending us when people lie about us. financially supporting us by buying the books and videos, because I realize that I'm committed to this 110%. There's no going back. I passed the point of no return more than a decade ago. But all of us have passed the point of no return. This new world order comes to kill, steal, and destroy. It is tyranny incarnate. It is evil in its very essence. It has set itself against everything good and transparent and wholesome and enlightened. This global system competes with itself to be more wicked and more oppressive. And I've always told people, don't defend me when the mainstream media attacks. Move on. Stay on target. Stay on issues like the North American Union, globalization, inflation tax, illegal wars, torture, federalization of police, stage terror, genetically engineered food, population reduction, the danger of vaccines. But more and more I realize that it's important to stay on target, to continue to get issues out, but that what I didn't want to happen has happened. I never wanted this to be about Alex Jones. I wanted it to be about the information. And it is about the information, but people love tribal leaders. They love characters. They love the hero archetype. And so much of my message now, which is just the reality of what's happening in the world, is now bound up in my identity, bound up in my name, bound up in the symbol of what I am and how people perceive me. And I like to screw around. I like to play the part of characters and joke and have some fun. I like to be lazy intellectually and get angry and yell and scream, and that's certainly entertaining and part of what built this radio show. But none of it was intentional. And now I'm just trying to gauge the true success we've had in affecting the way that hundreds of millions of people see the world, unlocking their minds, taking the blinders off their eyes. And now I am being directly targeted by the system. And as Gandhi said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. But many people don't make it to the final process. The idea makes it to the winning, but many times the leader doesn't make it out, in fact, most of the time, of the then they attack you phase. And to have Chris Matthews, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, the London Guardian, Salon, hundreds of other publications lying about me and saying that I'm basically calling for violence and that I want people to kill cops. Do you know why that's being done? That is being done so when they kill me deader than a hammer, it can be sold as, well, he deserved it. He was messing with our precious protectors. Or when they stage a terror attack, so it can be blamed on yours truly. I've now entered that zone of intensifying danger. And the funny thing is, I'm not concerned about that in the least. In fact, it's invigorating. And not at an emotional level, not at an adrenaline level, but at a spiritual level. It is extremely purifying, satisfying. Deep down, to know that I set out to fight corruption, I set out to fight the scientific dictatorship, I am disgusted at every level by tyranny, and now I have the attentions of the dragon, which means I have irritated the dragon, which means the dragon is not invincible. And if I've had this much success with all of my problems, think of the success you can have. So don't get caught up in thinking you've got to do a perfect job. Just engage the evil.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DooblyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
+1 800 259 9231 is the toll-free number to join us. And again, I talk about myself sometimes in relation to the New World Order, because that's how we all relate to the world is as individuals, because I know the journey I've gone through is similar to the journey many of you have experienced. You've experienced things that I haven't. I've experienced things that you haven't individually. But overall, our journeys are very similar. And together, we can beat this New World Order. That's what my mission has been a testament to. That if we take action against corruption, we can win. And the system knows that it's discredited. The system knows that the people are aware of what it's doing. The system knows that the population is waking up faster and faster. That's why they're desperate to inject race into every issue or religion into every issue. They need distractions. And it's just like the movie The Truman Show. As Truman wakes up to what's happening, they try to put more and more fear into him, more and more of these fears that were inculcated into Truman at birth. They intensify those. And at the final scene of the movie, where he's trying to get across the little sea to the other side of the set in this controlled paradigm, this controlled reality of the mind that he's in, they turn the storm up on high, and he has to risk his life, and the boat even tumps over and almost kills him. But that makes him an even bigger hero. And the system at the end knows they can't kill him because the whole world is watching. Well, my awakening's been similar to the Truman Show. Your awakening individually is similar to the Truman Show, or the Matrix. These are archetypal examples of this. But many of us do have to die in that little boat trying to get to the other side, trying to get out of the Matrix, until the people do see the nature of the tyrants. I mean, look at this incredible news that Rob Jacobson just brought into me a few segments ago. The IPCC consensus on climate change was phony, says IPCC insider. The UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change misled the press and public into believing that thousands of scientists backed its claims on man-made global warming, according to Mike Holman, a prominent scientist, climate scientist, and IPCC insider. The actual number of scientists who backed the claim was only a few dozen experts, he states, in a paper for Progress in Physical Geography, co-authored with student Martin Mahoney. Now, we told you this day one. They just put 2,500 scientists' names on that, said every scientist in the world agrees, the science is set. And then thousands of those scientists sent letters in saying, take my name off. I never was part of this. This is a fraud. And the UN said, no, we won't. Well, here's the actual paper. Climate change. What do we know about the IPCC? And it says, without a careful explanation about what it means, the drive for consensus can leave the IPCC vulnerable to outside criticism. This is quoting from an internal IPCC report that they quote in here. Claims such as 2,500 of the world's leading scientists have reached a consensus that human activities are having a significant influence on climate are disingenuous. That particular consensus judgment, as are many others in the IPCC report, is reached by only a few dozen experts in the specific field of detection and attribution studies. Well, we have the UN report from 7 months ago that got leaked, which the UN admits is their report, from a decade ago, where they said, we've got to go out and literally finance the heads of these key universities in England, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the U.S., and Germany, to have them be the, quote, leaders of the movement, and we're going to get global socialism out of this carbon tax. I mean, what an incredible document that came out. We know exactly what's going on here. And we have the former head of the IPCC told Jesse Ventura. They got an interview with Santer. Bill Santer. It's amazing what a celebrity can do. The people that will talk to Ventura. The word is on this news season, it's unbelievable who they're getting interviews with, but I'll just leave it at that. By the way, guys, remind me to call Ventura today. I'm supposed to call him back yesterday. He's going to be on the show next week or the next week, but I've got to line it up with him in the next week or start of the week after that. And I digress. I'm just remembering responsibilities I have, like consulting for that show. I got a bunch of questions I've got to answer. Side issue. Santer admitted, yes, there were a bunch of scientists in our report and who disagreed, so we pulled them out. On the inner panel, not the 2,500 fake list. I mean, you've got Al Gore coming out and saying, this is 100% of scientists agree man-made global warming is real and is a real threat to humanity and that sea levels will rise and that both the Arctic and Antarctic will completely melt in the next 7 years. He said that 10 years ago and again 3 years ago. It never happens. Knowing it was all a lie, just everyone agrees. It's like saying everyone loves communism or everyone loves Nazis. Just there's no questioning. Everyone loves them. By the way, I don't watch a lot of unfiltered television. By filtered, I end up watching videos online that people send me, and my audience kind of, I guess, filters things because they're just sending me what they're watching or what they're into, and it's all New World Order. I ended up watching probably 2 hours of television this weekend when I was there in the cabin with my kids on a fishing trip, and they had satellite TV. And I was trying to find stuff for the kids to watch because it was so hot during the midday, you know, to be outside fishing and swimming. And I would try to watch PBS kids shows, total brainwashing, pro-vaccine, pro-world government, anti-family, you know, pro-tattle on your parents. I'd flip over to History Channel. The humans are killing everything. Everything's bad. Then I went to a local store. They had a children's book about alligators for $4. I bought it. It was all about how humans are evil and killing all the alligators. I mean, it's just, we are bathed in brainwashing. It's just everywhere. I mean, it's just, you can't go in a store to buy worms and see a couple of kids' books on fishing. And there was a book, Something Alligator, The Big Lizard was the name of it. I actually own the stinking thing. I meant to bring it in here and show it to you. That's what I mean. There's no way. How can the public not wake up to this? Well, it's like being a fish who is swimming in all of this propaganda. There is so much of it that there's no way to even be able to recognize it when it's 1 inch away from your face. But if you pull back and look at it, you can see what it is clearly. I said I'd take calls. I said I'd get into the oil spill. I said I'd get into Chris Matthews. It's just fathomless. More and more I realize that I just can't come to grips myself with how big this is, how real this is. The globalists know that if they present us something as if it's reality, 9 times out of 10 people will accept it. And so they've been introducing a more and more ridiculous version of reality, a more and more obviously false version. But because we bought into all the other previous versions of this matrix that's being built around us, that now we're literally being inserted into the virtual reality through our iPhones and computers and electronics and all those false memes and information they're giving us, that we're seeing humanity really being suffocated by this propaganda. Here are some of the headlines. American arrested searching for Osama bin Laden. Here's another one, London Guardian. Food prices to rise by up to 40% over next decade, UN report warns. And you notice that the globalists always pose as the saviors for the crisis that they themselves create. Have you ever noticed that? Growing demand from emerging markets for biofuel production will send prices soaring, according to OECD and the UN Food Agriculture Organization. When it's the UN that's been pushing for biofuel the whole time, that's part of Obama's new energy plan. Steele accuses Obama of exploiting oil spill for political gain ahead of the Republican National Committee. Well, no kidding. No kidding, Sherlock. Price increases, fuel fears of food crisis. That's a Financial Times of London article. And again, the UN is going to save us from the problem that they've been tasked with organizing. In State Department Memorandum 200 alone, it's a giant program for the UN to create artificial food shortages and wars to reduce population. Nightmare vision for Europe as EU chief warns democracy could disappear in Greece, Spain, and Portugal. EU began emergency bullion pound bailout of Spain. Says democracy could collapse in Greece, Spain, and Portugal unless urgent action is taken to tackle debt crisis, the head of the European Commission has warned. And then what are they talking about? Democracy means giving all your money to the bankers, because when you actually read, it says that they're worried about popular uprisings by the people against the banks. So democracy means keeping the people out of their government and making sure the banks can turn you all into slaves. You've got to learn how to decipher what they're saying. But the article goes on to say, the public is going to overthrow us. Well, the British Ministry of Defense and the Pentagon in 2007 both published detailed reports saying the banks are going to have sold all these derivatives. It's a debt black hole designed to create a global government. And when we implode it, the public's going to start rioting as they go bankrupt, and it's going to be our job to suppress them to bring in the New World Order. I mean, I have NPR today calling it Obama's New World Order. Like, here it is. Here's the headline. Battle plan for a New World Order. Their entire carbon tax plan was dead. Now Obama says he's going to implement it through the EPA regardless of what the Senate does, but praised the House legislation and said he's going to implement it because inaction is not acceptable. You know, there he is blocking the Dutch, blocking the Norwegians with their big skimmers that could have handled a lot of it, not allowing a mass burn day one when the oil was contained and would have burned off at the surface there in one spot before it spread, wouldn't let the counties and cities and states block the oil into the estuaries. It's BP, the top globalist, biggest funder of carbon tax propaganda. And BP says they're going to put $20 billion in a escrow account based on derivatives when BP is in the top five of hedge funds. That's nothing for them over a decade, $20 billion. Off the money the banks that own BP are going to get off of the carbon tax. BP has invested more than $20 billion. And Watson's written articles about that in the past. They don't care if their name gets destroyed. In fact, I said this last week, and now it's been announced. They're going to create new names and new subsidiaries. DynCorp gets caught running giant child kidnapping rings. They just change their name. They don't care. U.S. president pushes green energy. Yes, windmills, things that cost two jobs for every job they make, things that are payoffs to his crony buddies. Boehner says Obama exploiting crisis to push job-killing energy tax. You guys call Watson. There's a typo in that. It says, thank you. It says Obama exploiting crisis to puss job-killing energy tax. And I know that's from Boehner's own site. I'm sure Boehner has the mistake, but let's just fix it for him. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, Oval Office speech, should be an opportunity to unite the country, not call for new national energy tax. Here's another one. Obama to demand BP pay for oil spill damage. They had a 20-minute meeting. It was all on teleprompters, not a real meeting. They just had that. Here's another article from the Washington Examiner. BP was founding member of cap and trade lobby. And I know we've already covered this ad nauseum, but it's interesting to see another article about it that boils down the actual facts. I mean, they are the greeny, meany, mighty weenies. I mean, they are the ones. They are the king daddies. BP, British Eugenics Petroleum. Look at this. Wow. Jets punch holes in clouds and create rain. LiveScience.com. Aircraft can accidentally punch holes in clouds, leaving a trail of snow or rain in their wake, a new study finds. Oh, it turns out all those trails you're seeing, oh, these chemtrails now suddenly form lower. Yeah, we happen to have the Pentagon document where they talk about how they put the chemicals in the jet fuel that are then dispersed by the jet engines. Oh, yeah, this chemtrail film I've got coming out in October or November, I'm not sure yet. It's all documented. It's all a public secret. This film isn't about conspiracy theories, folks. But oh, now there is some trails. Oh, it's a hot day and you see a trail at 2,000 feet. That's quite normal. Turboprop and jet aircraft that climb or descend under certain atmospheric conditions can invariably trigger what's known as cloud seeding. The technology is usually associated with schemes to control the weather. Oh. However, cloud seeding can happen by accident as planes soaring through the mid-level clouds can leave behind odd-shaped holes or channels in the clouds and cause narrow bands of snow or rain to develop and fall to the ground. No, these are chemical clouds that just hang up there. Holes punched in the clouds are a phenomenon that has been recognized for many years and seen in photos from around the world. A front-page feature on Yahoo carried the headline, "A Halo Over Moscow," after photos emerged of just such a hole in October. And it's a big whitewash. Here's another one. New concerns arise over body scanners, LA Times. This tells you exactly what we covered last year and this year. They do not, in the Dutch and British studies, find knives and weapons. They aren't even as good as X-ray machines. But Chertoff makes a bunch of money, and it does biometrically scan your body for passive scanner systems. Even if you're wearing a mask, they can then get your identity on the street, and they want your naked images just for their enjoyment and to humiliate you and set the precedent that they dominate you. But this admits it and says people can also hide bombs in their orifices, so the government wants chest x-rays, and they are going to do it. They'll say, we don't care if it gives you cancer. We're going to chest x-ray you. It's all about being outrageous. Everything the government's doing now is about being outrageous. Aviation security experts say machines may miss items that metal detectors catch. Airline passengers may also be able to hide materials in their groin or body cavities. Here's another one coming soon. Unmanned aircraft all over U.S. skies. Here's another one. Federal judge cites Voting Rights Act to rig elections in New York. Yeah, you now get 6 votes.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Back at the start of the hour, I began to thank Matt Drudge, and I do want to thank him for the tremendous traffic he's sending InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know that's got the system hopping mad. Millions of new visitors a week to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Matt Drudge. And he linked to Paul Watson's article about flick of a switch allows Obama to shut down the Internet. And that's actually what the national security strategy May 2010 report says. Now, last year they had said cybersecurity gives them the power to shut the web off, but now the White House says that in their own words. So, sure, this is newsworthy information, but to have it up on the Drudge Report, we would have probably had maybe 100,000 viewers read that article on our website, then hundreds of other sites would have posted it. So all totaled, you know, quite a few would have seen it. But now because Drudge links to it, when Drudge links, that then makes all the other media start reading it. Because I've been in national radio host offices. I've been in national media studios. I've been everywhere. And you see the Drudge Report open. You know, so much of the Drudge Report's traffic is media. I mean, it really sets the agenda. And that's why the old line media is dying, and the new media, like the Drudge Report, just gets bigger and bigger. Because Drudge will link to a clip of Herman Von Rompuy calling for world government and defining it as a banking dictatorship. Drudge will link to Gordon Brown calling for world government. He will link to Obama calling for it. I mean, you got Chris Matthews saying none of this exists out of one side of his mouth, while all these world leaders and the UN are setting up world government. Well, Drudge just says, hey, the emperor's wearing no clothes. That's what InfoWars.com is and PresentPlanet.com is. We're like the three-year-old in the parade. Here comes the king, butt naked. No one wants to say he's naked. And the three-year-old steps forward and says, the emperor is naked. And so we appreciate the Drudge Report because they're helping us reach a lot of new people. I also want to thank Coast to Coast AM. They've been instrumental in the last 6.5, 7 years having me on, reaching tens of millions. They have 16 million listeners conservatively. So they've helped us reach a lot of new people. We're very thankful to Coast to Coast AM and George Norrie for his courage on that front. And you can say what you want about Drudge. You can say what you want about George Norrie. You can say what you want about me. You know, we all are appealing to, you know, different types of audiences. But we're all mavericks. We're all, you know, covering things from our perspective and trailblazing. And I just can't believe that I'm in company, you know, with people like Matt Drudge because of my message. I mean, it is an extreme message. I mean, we have this article out that I'm begging everyone to get to everyone they know, MSNBC and cover-up of manifestly provable population control plan, because that's the big, you know, the TV show tonight that airs. What time is the stupid Rise of the Right air they've been hyping up? Like it's the new Star Wars movie coming out or something. It ends saying Alex Jones thinks the government wants to kill us. And in TV newscasts for TV newscasts they've had building up to this, they keep bringing up the fact that Alex Jones thinks the government wants to kill you. I don't think anything, Matthews, and you're not stupid. You worked in the White House with Zbigniew Brzezinski. You know full well in your Georgetown, New York City, you know, type crowds there in D.C. and New York, that's all you people talk about is how we're a bunch of ugly humpback scum that have to be killed. Yes, I know your nickname for us. And I've had it, okay? We've had it with you. We know who you are. We know your game plan. You want the future for you and your children. You don't want us to be in it. We've got all the government documents, and your intimidation doesn't work. Your call's coming up.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.